It is a warm and rather muggy September afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Dew point temperatures have moved into the 60s and 70s, and it's those dew points in the 70s that result in that tropical feel. We don't often see dew points in the 70s during September, though it does happen from time to time, and today is one of those cases. There is still a stationary front that is stalled right near the international border. Ahead of that front, we've had some rain come up the East Coast today, and it has been damp at times, especially from the capital region on south and east. And as we head through the late day hours into tonight, that front will finally sink to the south, and that's going to result in some rain in spots. We'll have the chance for some spotty showers and thunderstorms through the first part of the night. And for areas to the south and southeast of Albany, there's the chance for showers and thunderstorms all night long. And it's in that area where the rain could be locally heavy. So it's a beneficial rain for most, though there is the potential for some localized flooding south and southeast of the capital region through the night. That front should clear the coast first thing tomorrow morning. And that means any lingering showers well south of Albany will come to an end. And following that front, the humidity levels will quickly drop, so the tropical feel will be gone. It'll be back to a very pleasant type feel tomorrow, with high temperatures largely in the 60s to around 70 degrees. So that'll definitely feel like September. The quiet weather continues on Saturday, and then there is the chance for some rain on Sunday. Things are busy in the tropical Atlantic this afternoon. Tropical Storm Renee is no threat to land. Tropical Storm Paulette is not an imminent threat to land, though it could impact Bermuda by early next week. And then there are a number of other areas of activity that are being monitored by the Hurricane Center for potential development. This is climatologically the peak of hurricane season. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a spotty shower or thunderstorm early, then partial clearing, turning less humid, lows in the mid-40s to mid-50s, and for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a spotty shower or thunderstorm early, partial clearing, turning less humid, lows in the mid-40s to mid-50s, and for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, scattered downpours and thunderstorms, humid, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, turning less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, some spotty evening showers or thunderstorms, partial clearing, turning less humid, lows in the mid to upper 50s. And for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, a high of 68 to 74, and on Sunday, a chance of rain with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.